And the man Dav Hey, the man says, "Lo yivelachot so'or shalchoit iyatavoa aval tavoa shalachem v'shalgavoa." So Rashi there comments, "Aval tavoa bigvulin shalachem kagon nochvi v'shalgavoa im hiktishin lebedakabayis." So the Chuin Reveli Medayik in Rashi, Bnei Yeshua, and that Rashi says, "Aval tavoa shalachem v'shalgavoa." That and about to rabbi gvulin shalachem could go nochvi v'shalgavoa, but it sounds like if it's not bigvulin, it's beveso that there's an iso even on chomet shal yisrael acher that he be chayiv on. That's only shall nochvi or shall hektish. So the chayim asked and or chodosh asked and Rashi. That the Mishnah says later on in Daf Mem Vav, Ketzin Mafrishin Chala B'Yontif, because it's impossible. You're not allowed to, since you can't bake it. It's not lachem. It's not for oichel nefesh. The Eif Shel Afosa Ola Shof B'Yontif. So the Gemara says, Ami B'Shua Lozu Chamat Shmushoven Olav V'Bayivol B'Yimotzei. Vim hichmitza. So if you would bake it, you wouldn't be muzer on by Rabbi Motzei. So Rashi says lozu acham shemushovin alav kin mefarish gemara the lav didehu laachas kara lav shem. The kroksiv shalcha iatavora v'ze enu shalchav v'lo shalchavercha da'kati lo matul yad koyin. So Rashi seems to say here that you're not oven by your rabbi Motzei because it's mum and koyin, the challah. But according to Rashi, if you interpret as we medayik with Rashi before, it's been Yeshua is medayik and the koyin is medayik, then al chomet she yisrael acher, you are over when it's b'shu so. So what that it belongs, it's mum and koyin. But you should still be oven by your rabbi Motzei. So the Rav answer you see that this is not just Mormon Sheyesol Acha. This is, since it wasn't given to a specific coin yet, it's Mormon Hashavit. And Mormon Hashavit is not just Mormon Shutvim, it's a different Chaloshim Bailus. It's a Bailus of the Shavit. And therefore, you're not over on Bayavor by Motzei in that circumstance. And therefore, however, Shel Akum and Hektish that there is no Bailim who's over, who's Muslim by Rabbi Motzei, on that there's a Ptur. So actually, if you look carefully in the Lashon of Rashi says, V'ze enu shelcha v'lo shelchavercha da'kati lo motel yad koyin, that sounds that because since it's lo motel yad koyin and there's no specific koyin, it's only moment of the shevet kahuna, and that's a different shem bailus, and there's no gavra of a koyin you can point to who's over, so that's the patur. So Tosis asks, Tosis says, avatar shel achim shel kavoa, so Tosis asks, hiksha harav Reb Yaakov de Linus, the hachalot matzuch trei kroy meute nochvi v'kavora, the michad lachom matina tavayu. Ube menoches perek Reb Shmuel, kama trei avisosechem ksivri, chad le meute nochvi, v'chad le meute hektish. So, Tosis asks, why is it here that from one lachor, Tosis assumes that it's from one lachor, Reb Linus assumes that you memayit by Rabbi Motzei, both Hektish and Nochri, then it belongs to them, you're not over by Rabbi Motzei if it's in Yerushus. But here, as it relates to Challah, that you need, the Gemara has two Lachos, the Mimayat, Nochri and Gavora. So the answer is that by Rabbi and Matzah, one is enough, because the whole halacha is, as long as it's not mammon, it's not, you don't own it, it's mammon acherim, namely Hektish and Gavoah, and Nochri, you're not over by your Matzah. But here by Chala, but the Miyat of Avisochim is, Bechlal, you don't have to be a Bailim to be Chayiv in Chala. So here the halach is halach and cheftz of the Isa, that if it belongs to Hektish or Nochri, that's a poiter, and therefore you need two different miyutim to remind each one. However, according to what we said previously, according to Rashi, according to Pnei Yisur and the Goins on the interpretation of Rashi, that if it's Chomet Shel Yisrael Acher B'Shlushcha, you would be Yotzei, you would be Oiver and by Rabbi Matzei. So then it's a little bit schwer. According to what, then you see that Hektish and Nochri are two different Miyutim, because it's not simply if it's not yours, because you see that that Shel Yisrael Acher, you would be over on. So then why it should be similar again to Chala, that there are two different Pturim. There's a Ptur of Akum, of Nochri, and there's a Ptur of Hektish. So the answer to that is that it's not just a Ptur of the Shem Hektish or the Shem Nochri. It's a loch, because Hektish, if it's Rishus, somebody who's not Shayach, not Oiver, and by Rabbi Motzei, like Hektish or Nochri, so that's the Ptur. In order to be Chayiv, it has to be a Rishus of a Gavra who would be Chayiv and by Rabbi Motzei. In this respect, it's different than the case of Chala, because Chala, it's the Shem Hektish and the Shem Akum that is parters you from Chala. But here it's the Rishus of Misha Eino Chayiv and by Rabbi Motzei. So therefore Nochri and Hektish are one miut. Now Rashi says that by Gavoa, Rashi mentions specifically Avataroa Shalachem Kigon Nochri Vishal Gavoa Im Hikdishim LeBeta Kabayis. So why does Rashi mention specifically Beta Kabayis as opposed to Kedushas HaGuf of Hektish? So according to Reb Chaim, we know that Reb Chaim says in the Sefer that there's a fundamental difference between Hektish of Korban and Hektish of Beta Kabayis. That by Kedushas Mizbeach, the Kedushas Mizbeach is the Bailim remain the original owners of a person who's Makdash Achatus and Oil or whatever it is, Kedushas HaGuf of Kedushas Korban, Kedushas Mizbeach. The Bailim are the original Bailim, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama, that if you have a Makdish, something to be a Korban, that's not considered, he's not Chayim Dalav Zahay, because it's not called Mechiva, because it's Mikora to Reuven, Hashtu to Reuven. But Beda Kabayis is different, because Beda Kabayis is Mom and Hektish Bikinyano. But according to what we said in Rashi just now, that according to Rashi, it's not simply because it's not his mammon. So why is Rashi mechalek between Hektish and Kedushas Mizbeach? Why does he say Davka Hektish Beta Kabayis? So the answer is here also, because based on what we said, because if it's mammon, if it's Hektish Beta Kabayis, it's not just because it's not his. It's because the Bailim, there's no gavru who's chayven by Rabbi Matzah. It's an rishus of somebody, in this case, namely Hektish, who's not muzur in by Rabbi Matzah. So before in the Gemara Daftalah, we had a machlokes rishonim between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says in the loch of Bittel that Bittel means is hashposu b'leiv, because it's a keem of tashbishu. However, Toisus there says they disagree with Rashi, and they interpret that bittul as hefka, because since it's hefka, it's yotzev mishuso, and therefore it's not over by Rabbi Motze. But according to Rashi, Rashi could not have learnt like Toisus, because Rashi holds it's not just that it's not in my rishus, but rather that it's in the rishus of somebody who's not muzur in Bayi Rabbi Motze, like the rishus of Nochri, the rishus of Hekdesh. But if it's just Hefka according to Rashi, Rashi disagrees, you would be over on Bayi Rabbi Motze.